Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have a famous, famous figure in the arts world here in Delaware. Ron Mike, printmaker, Delaware Center for the Contemporary Arts Board President, and also a resident of Arden, Delaware. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Hey, always nice talking to you, and you're so vested in the arts world that I could not think of a better person today to talk to.
Oh, that's very, very, very kind.
But the reason for us to bring you this time is because you are having a show in Houston. You're not only limiting yourself to Delaware, but also we're exporting talent to Texas. Tell us about that and maybe the details, if you will. But I also want to explore on your printmaking facet.
Okay.
So let's go there, if you will. And what moves, from that perspective, Ron, the printmaker? What triggers your imagination in order for you to create something?
Well, for printmaking, I've been doing it for probably more than 30 years, for a long, long time. And, it's kind of a way for, it's an immediate, type of medium for me, to explore various visual ideas. And, you know, as a printmaker, I like the process of it. Like I say, it is immediate for me, and you can get to your image very quickly, and then do multiples if you'd like. The other thing that I really like about printmaking started as sort of a way to be able to communicate to a lot of people. It's very democratic. It's cheaper than buying a painting. It's more portable. Printing was the major way of communications throughout history, and so that's what I like it. It does have that democracy, accessibility, and affordability to people.
So in one regular day, what are the things that really capture your attention to a point that it needs transformed into a printmaking material?
Well, I mean, I think that ideas come from a lot of different sources, and it can be something that I see or something I've been thinking about a long time that I think has sort of a, you know, metaphoric reason to make something. You know, as an example, I did a series where, you know, I saw these things that were happening in Tibet with the Chinese, and they're kind of trying to eliminate the Tibetan culture, Buddhist culture there. And, you know, there's a resistance about it. So I was looking at the Chinese characters of Tibet in Mandarin. And so I deconstructed those into shapes. I reassembled them into something else. And the idea behind that was that it's the same way the Chinese is deconstructing the Tibetan language by rearranging it and changing it. So there's a lot of different things I draw from, be it political or, you know, even archaeology fascinates me with various things. So any forms out there, you know, I use.
So whatever gets your attention is being transformed.
Exactly. It's that.
How do you begin the process? Let's assume that you just go out of the studio and you see, I don't know, maybe raining happening or something of that nature. You go to your studio and you begin crafting. How do you begin the process?
Well, the way I've been working lately has been with multiple plates on plexiglass. And what you do is I've been making these shaped plates. So once I have an idea, I can make the plates. I draw into them with ink or with an intaglio process called dry point. And then sometimes it can be multiple layers. Sometimes it can be one print. It all varies.
Whatever makes you happy that day.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty much that. I like to use all the processes or modify them. You know, something will come to mind. I was doing lithography lately, and I happened to have some ceramic stones that were made into ceramic tiles, and I wondered whether that could work with lithography. So I took those things. I actually did the process of lithography and drew into them, and it actually worked, you know, and it didn't
require... So you're inventing things at this point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like going into a laboratory.
Now, did you explore with some other disciplines, or this is the one that really got your attention?
No, I do other things, too. I do quite a bit of woodworking, metalworking. So I originally majored in sculpture in art school. And so, you know, a lot of these prints become three-dimensional in some ways. And then in other ones, I make strictly sculptural form.
Fascinating. And things, I remember having a conversation with you not long ago. And the artist is being preceded by an executive. You were working on in corporate America on a completely different facet. Do you want to share with the audience about your career and maybe how that led to the artist at this point?
Sure. You know, after basically getting out of art school and not being able to find a job anywhere, I figured, well, I should go where the money's at. So I saw a job opening as a wire operator, and that was, I figured, well, I've worked with wire before. And so I went down to Payne Weber at that point, which is no longer around, but it was wiring orders down to the New York Stock Exchange. And so that's how I got kind of interested in that business. So I went on from there to actually be a financial advisor, you know, buying and selling stocks and bonds for probably about 20 years. And I think, you know, the important thing about that is that you really had to know a lot about a lot of different things in doing that job, exploring different companies, different areas, you know, different sectors. And that was very stimulating from the fact that anything in the world could directly affect your job that day. So I think that is something I've kind of carried over into my artwork, where things out there kind of affect it, be it cultural or other things.
You know. So you began, but what was your aspiration when you were studying arts at the very beginning? Were you thinking about becoming a full-time artist?
Oh, sure.
You didn't realize it wasn't the case?
That was the idea. That was the idea, yeah. Oh, sure.
What were you dreaming about back then?
Well, I think that I was very focused at that point in time and knew exactly what I wanted to do.
And that was?
And that was, you know, studying art and what was going on at that time. I was very interested in sculpture and you know, it was a very conceptual time for the arts, where the idea was more important to the object. And that's when I was going to art school. And it was fascinating. And you know, to pursue that and to actually make a living at it was the tough part.
It wasn't easy, the transition.
No.
But you had a family and you needed to pay the bills
absolutely. But I continued it, you know, even with my other career and all that. And now I've had the opportunity to really pursue it full time. So...
Which is your dream coming true.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have to worry about making a living at this point.
That always helps a lot.
Yes, yes.
And you're not only an artist, but also you're leading an organization, in this case, the Delaware Center for the Contemporary Arts, an organization we know it's very close to your heart. Tell us about that relationship and how that also combines both things, your professional life and also your artistic side.
Sure. I mean, I think everyone wants to really follow their passion. And the DCCA is certainly an organization that is varied, has something for everybody there. It really is the center of contemporary art, arts that's being made today, which I'm a part of. And that's how I started getting involved with it. you know, and you know, the other thing is to give a little back to the community. It's something that the DCCA does all the time.
Indeed, so. Indeed. And also brings a different perspective, because being part of the board of directors, there's fiduciary responsibilities. Mm-hmm. There's some kind of not that sexy work that needs to be done. But that probably, am I right or not?
What? The
not sexy work. I mean, you have to make decisions.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you have to make decisions. A lot of them are hard. You know, my finance background has helped me. I mean, it was one of the nice things about getting into that business.
There you go.
Where you are. The DCCA is a business as any artist is. Mm-hmm. And I can say once I've started doing art full time, it's actually harder than what I was doing before. It's starting a new business. It really
right.
is.
Right.
In all aspects of it. DCCA is more established, yet, you know, it's constantly changing. And the business model changes, and you have to adapt.
There you go. And particularly mm-hmm. these days. But before we go and continue talking about mm-hmm. so many different things, Ron,
yep.
let us re-engage with the audience so they know that you are tuned into News Talk 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Today we have, let me pronounce your last name correctly because I think I'm butchering a little bit, and my apologies for that. Ron?
Mike.
Mike. Yeah. So I was doing
just,
right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Ron Mike. Yeah. It's like, just like go. A first name.
There you go. And, well, he's a printmaker, Delaware Center for the Contemporary Arts Board President, and also the resident of Arden, Delaware, a very artsy town here mm-hmm. in Delaware. But let's go back to the conversation, and let's talk about the Houston show and,
sure.
and how you apply your printmaking skills mm-hmm. and how that those skills brought you to Houston, Texas.
Yeah, well, it's kind of an interesting journey. About a year ago, I became associated with the Washington Printmakers Gallery.
Okay.
And they, for about 25 years or so, they were on DuPont Circle in Washington. And then more recently, they moved to the Pyramid Atlantic Art Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. I became a member of their gallery, like I say, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I had a solo show there in June, which lasted through the month of June into July. And then another thing that this particular gallery does is they have other like-minded artists and so on throughout the world, really,
mm-hmm.
Where they do exchanges. And this was kind of an exchange show in Houston. There is a group in Houston called Print Matters, and they are also interested in printmaking. There's a group there. They have a Print Houston celebration once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they showed in Washington. That group of artists showed in Washington. So the Washington Printmakers Gallery artists went to their spot there. Actually, it's the Museum of Printing History. It's really not their permanent place, but it's where we showed the
okay.
work. That is actually going to start August 22nd and will last till October 19th if you happen to be in Houston. It's a great museum. It has
very unique.
It's a very unique museum. They have various presses. Their mission is basically to promote, preserve, share knowledge of mm-hmm. printed communications.
Mm-hmm.
So they have workshops there. It's a beautiful gallery. I went to the opening last week, and it was terrific. Great showing, very interesting people there, a lot of artists.
There you go.
Yeah.
And tell us about the pieces you have there. Mm-hmm. What was the intention of the show and your particular pieces?
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to communicate in there?
Yeah, I had two large prints there, which were sort of monoprint, dry point mm-hmm. prints. And what those were you know, it, again, it's working with process. I took a shade of paper, which is actually the same size the prints were, mm-hmm. were made on, and I crumpled it up. And then I uncrumpled it, and all those shapes I made plates out of.
Mm-hmm.
These plates were cut out of plexiglass. I drew into them where the wrinkles of the paper would be, and then I printed them in layers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a random, you know, generation of random shapes, and then basically trying to reconstruct that into a form.
Mm-hmm.
So I had two of these prints in there. I was fortunate enough to they put it on their lead PR work for the show,
and mm-hmm.
the banner out in front has that piece on it, and so on. So but yeah, it was like I say, it was kind of a process type piece, but it turned into sort of a layered, transparent, something that is starting to form.
I'm actually looking at the piece, mm-hmm. I have to say that in this case, the photograph does justice because it really transmits this dimensional part to it. There are two pieces that kind of relate to each other with some depthness, if you will. What comes mm-hmm. to your mind when looking at them?
Well, I think that, you know, in this particular case, the shapes sort of cause a particular tension between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's cellular looking or, you know, it looks like a bunch of broken glass, but...
particularly the one below, yeah. There are shapes that remind you of... Mm-hmm. of I don't know if I'm mistaken, but mm-hmm. birds and some kind of maybe I'm projecting myself here. But
oh, sure,
I
think
it does have some kind of mm-hmm. life to it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what, you know, any kind of shape. Although the shapes don't have any intentional implication to them, they're pretty much what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people look at them, and I've heard all kinds of things that they would see in them, and I think that. Is an interesting aspect of it,
right? Right. Maybe I'm gonna.
Everyone sees them differently.
Well, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of these kind of pieces. You mm-hmm. communicate, and mm-hmm. the artist talk to you in a different way, and mm-hmm. maybe at a different point, the same piece talks to you differently.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So it's like going to the theater one or two times with the same play, and yet you capture things that you didn't capture at the beginning.
Sure, that's what makes Shakespeare great. Every time you hear something different.
And now going back to your pieces, if you go to your website, you mm-hmm. have a statement, Ron, mm-hmm. that is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me, give me the executive summary of your own artistic statement.
Oh,
if you will. I mean, if you need to
that is always difficult, but
try.
You know,
give
like
it a
I
shot.
Say, I use a lot of different aspects of the world. I think, you know, to make art is a way for a person to really explore mm-hmm. different aspects of you name it. It's visual things in the world to cultural, to whatever you're interested in exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like about it, is that if you do a drawing, I mean, you look at if you're drawing a plant, you look at that plant like no one else does.
Right.
It's a way of really seeing the world. And, you know, printmaking is a way to express that, I guess, you know.
You're right, with a very unique approach.
Yeah, and another thing I mentioned in the statement, it is kind of a residue of whatever you produce as an artist. It's kind of a residue of those things that you've seen or done or explored. And
that are intrigued as much as me, for instance, mm-hmm. there's a chance for you to take a look. And of course, if you're in the Houston area, by all means, mm-hmm. what do they need to do, Ron, in order for them to get there or maybe giving access to a website, if you will?
Sure. It's the Museum of Printing History. It's right in downtown Houston on Clay Street. And you can just look it up on the internet, and it has directions there and so on. It's free to get in. It's very accessible. And it's a very, very interesting gallery, and has several shows going on. And like I say, a lot of different old presses. And then they give workshops on letterpress and lithography and other things.
There you go.
There. You know, also, if you're ever in Silver Spring, the Washington Printmakers Gallery is mm-hmm. Is a terrific place to go. And that's one reason why I wanted to get involved with them is because they're pretty focused on that particular thing, what I do.
There you go.
And if you're going to go into a gallery, why not go where
by your means.
Yeah.
And this particular show, so people mm-hmm. know, it's open already opened on Thursday, August 22nd, and it's going to be open until October 19th of this year, 2013. So for mm-hmm. those who are in the Houston area, by all means, stop by. Or maybe, Ron, if you will, and give us your website for those interested in taking a look to your various different pieces. Why don't you share that with the audience?
Sure. My website is www.ronmike, which is ronmeick.com. And it'll take you there and give you an idea of some of the other stuff I've done.
Which is a lot, and very interesting piece as well. With the remaining time, which is not a whole lot, I have to say, I just want to thank you for your time today, exploring as a printmaker and an artist beyond the president of the Delaware Center for the Contemporary Arts. And probably you have to come back to share your successes in the Houston show whenever that finishes, and maybe sharing your next gig soon, Ron.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate being invited, and again, thanks and support the arts.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.